Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
You just want to lick it.
I want to lick it, right.
That's better than I thought it was going to be. You just want to lick it.
I want to lick it, right.
Come on.
I typed in lick it up in our little machine there. That's that new one where Petey says, might as well lick it, kisses, lick it up. And then me and Craig just saying, I want to lick it. I don't know what that was from,
and
but
you
I liked
sounded
it.
Like you're begging for it.
I know.
You sounded desperate.
I guess please why. Let me.
You just want to lick
on.
It.
I want to lick it, right.
It's only right now. I didn't even think it was on the air. That's how they caught me and Craig at a moment or something like that. You had the office mic'd up that day?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm not going to admit to anything.
Yeah.
Sounded like you were well aware that it's only right now and you really wanted to do it.
It's only right now. I really want to know what that was about, but that clip could be from 2 years to 8 years ago. Who knows when that clip's from?
Apparently today is National Bootleggers Day.
Oh, speaking of people ripping off, this is alcohol though, right?
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Those kind of bootleggers.
Yeah.
It is also the anniversary of the birth of Al Capone.
Yeah, okay.
As well as the creation of Templeton Rye Whiskey.
Templeton, yeah. I got some of that at the house. Michael got me some.
You mean born on this date, however dead now.
Right.
I do.
He died of syphilis?
Yeah. In prison for tax evasion and died of syphilis. Went crazy. Syphilis untreated makes you crazy.
Also, born on this date, however dead now,
yeah.
Andy Kaufman.
Andy, lung cancer, never smoked a day in his life.
Or is he dead?
Yeah, good point. No, he's dead.
I think we've got another easy who's older game to play today.
Yeah, we were actually right last time, but we didn't know it would be 10 years easy.
He gave us a decade.
Yeah.
Right. And I think this one's easy as well. Michelle Obama.
I know what she is exactly.
I have a guess.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
It's Jim Carrey's birthday today.
Jim Carrey's a couple years
old. Jim Carrey by two.
A year or two.
Jim Carrey is 57. Michelle Obama is
54.
53 or 54.
Y'all are as close as you've ever been. Jim Carrey's 2 years older, 55 and 53.
Yep.
Okay.
I knew she was 53 because I knew that Obama's a couple years older. I know he's 55.
So very good. Very good, people. Some of the other players that had Superfly Snuka include, but are not limited to, Tyler and Trump's love child.
Yeah.
Uranus full of Craig, Uranus juice, Vic Morrow's severed head.
Yeah, that's a good one. Old school.
Vic
Morrow's head is actually the name of a punk band back in the day.
That happened in, he got his head severed.
Twilight Zone movie, yeah.
In Pittsburgh, didn't he?
No, they filmed that in Creek. Remember that?
Oh, no. I'm thinking of...
I'm thinking of somebody else.
Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead. The actual movie was
filmed. The remake of the Dawn of the Dead.
No, the original was in outside of Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the remake was in Milwaukee. They're both good movies.
Also having Superfly Snuka, WDJP, Who Did Jesus Pick?
Oh, man.
No, Jesus. No.
You saw my hand moving.
I did.
You knew where I was going.
See, I don't know if Jesus could pick people. That might be against the rules.
That
then
would
be. Then he'd be contributing to their death.
Well, see, now it just depends on how.
If he doesn't decide you're going to, because Jesus decides if you're going to live or not. So if he says you're not going to live, that means he picked you to die, technically.
Right, yeah. So he can't have a, he couldn't have a list.
Well, it depends on what you think of Jesus, whether or not he picks you, whether you die or not.
Yeah,
you may be. You can still believe in Jesus and not believe that he picks when you die.
That's his dad's
But apparently
choice.
He picks when you live. So
Isn't
if he
it?
Picks when you live, that means he picks when you
well,
die.
I mean, you can also believe that he doesn't pick that.
Yeah, I believe there's no big book, by the way. And Craig believes this.
Suck it, Jesus.
No. There you go. That's what Craig believes. Yeah, yeah.
West Side Icing.
Ah, there. I knew some of these were coming up.
Had
That's the name of the high school in our fair city that had the semen icing from a couple 14-year-old
Apparently, price. I've heard that teachers at that school don't find it funny.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I don't. You know what? Here's the deal with that.
You wouldn't.
I don't think. Listen,
teachers at other schools find it hilarious.
My son plays football at that particular stadium once in a while. I don't want to run into anybody yelling at us. I want to clarify this situation. Those kids were completely wrong, and that is disgusting, and nobody should ever do that to another human being. Us having fun with it is two different things.
Yeah.
Because I've also heard people say, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is you don't masturbate into frosting and give it to unsuspecting people.
Right.
That is wrong.
Or anywhere and give it to them.
Yeah. Thank you.
What they said.
Right. I'm just saying that, but I read people in this city, because that was a national story, but I read people in this city, what's the big deal? Kids will be kids. No. No.
No, that's
kids
too far.
Kids don't do that.
No. They were old enough to know that's wrong.
Right.
If
right.
they'd done that in another state that actually
oh my God.
Had some law on the books, and lots of states have laws on the books right. that's illegal.
Now, once again, I don't think kids go to jail the rest of their life at 14 for doing that either. I know kids are stupid, but that it was totally wrong, and you don't
there
do
There has
it.
To be consequences for that.
Right. West Side Icing, I knew it was going to show up.
But yeah, but there's a guy I know whose wife works there, and
yeah.
And apparently he likes to make jokes about it, and she doesn't think it's funny.
Oh, it's still funny. I feel bad for the people that actually ate it.
She is not amused by those jokes.
House divided. Oh,
yes.
Man.
A house divided on that.
Apparently they were actually making Christmas cookies, and he...
Oh, the whole town
hey,
joked about
is
that.
This frosting for... Not funny. Didn't work for
I think
her.
I think the only wrong people are the people that thought it was no big deal. I think they're wrong. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he's down the hall.
Now, do the perpetrators
he's
have
here now?
Some kind of support? Do they have a little fan base that thinks it's cool?
I don't
cool?
know.
I oh, kids. Among kids would probably think
I
it's cool.
I bet you they
right?
do.
Right.
Yeah, that guy's down there. He works down the hall from us.
I'm pretty sure every
I thought
teacher,
it was your other buddy has yeah. wife was a teacher.
Yeah, no, she's yeah. the one. She works in a different school.
Oh, that's right.
And they all think it's great.
Oh, okay, it was a different school. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, if you work at a different school, it's a joke for everybody. If you work at that school, not funny.
The old West Side Frosting.
What spot on
oh,
your
icing.
Anus?
Is that icing?
Icing, oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, which, yeah, West Side yeah. Icing.
Okay. Had nothing to do with the ice storm.
Yeah.
I bet you we're going to hear that name, not necessarily West Side Icing, but a variation on a theme throughout
Maybe.
The year on the Deadpools.
Wet spot on Uranus, wipe your toast on me,
yeah.
Ed Superfly.
Wipe your toast on me.
As did Yakety Schmackety, and Zach Morris gave me crabs.
I don't get that one. I know who Zach Morris's character is. That's Saved by the Bell, right?
Yeah. Well, that's funny.
It's very hilarious. It's hilarious.
I'm amused by it.
Me too. I like it too. Because you say it.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
And a couple of the other players that had Superfly include Aretha's Open Garage Door.
Yeah, you've mentioned
I like that one.
I know.
I honestly do.
She should probably drive around the block and check it every time she leaves.
Oh, yeah.
And Carrie Fisher killed her mom. That is
she
horrible.
Did, but she kind of did. Not
Dick
on purpose.
Hart's Boys had a hit.
Dick Hart's Boys had a hit.
Dr. Mina's Furious Finger.
Furious.
Dr. Mina's House of Pagan. Dr. Mina's Sugar Finger all got a hit.
Yeah.
As did Fifi Portland and Floppy Waffles.
Yeah. Is the Sugar Finger and the Furious Finger, are they different fingers, different digits?
I bet she's...
which one we talk, Furious
Probably
Finger?
Just depends
I bet
on her
it's
attitude.
The same. No, it's the same finger.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think...
One of them, she just moves it furiously.
Right. No, I think this... Index finger is the sugar finger.
Was furious.
Right, and if you add another one,
it's furious.
It's the furious finger.
I'll go with that.
Yeah, but then be furious fingers.
Fingers, you're right.
How about furious fist?
No.
Are you,
no, that they didn't
Is that just an offhand request? Or?
Yeah.
sure Dr. Mean is proud to be involved.
She is, oddly enough.
I know.
There's something wrong with her, too.
I know. Well, she loves us. That's part of it.
She ain't right.
Yeah. She ain't right.
She definitely ain't right.
And her parents still live in this town, and you know that gets back to them, and they're probably not proud.
Maybe not.
No, for associating herself with us.
Yeah, yeah. Or having her name associated with, you know, dead people.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, she's part of the show.
When former Indiana Governor Mike Pence is sworn in as vice president, he's going to use the same Bible that Ronald Reagan used at his inaugurations. The Bible's going to be open to the same verse.
Of course he is, because Pence is a Reaganite.
This is the first time the Reagan family Bible has been outside the Reagan family or foundation's possession.
Although
the Bible given to Reagan by his ma.
Reagan wasn't that religious of a man, if you know anything about the history. He was just a, you had to say you were something back
no,
then.
No, yeah, he probably didn't really crack that Bible that often.
Not like Pence, you know.
President-elect Donald Trump has been aiming tweets intended for his daughter Ivanka to a woman in the United Kingdom.
Yeah. He's also tweeting, a minute ago he's tweeting out against Lewis again. It's just ridiculous. Keep it up.
So this woman's account has been receiving tweets meant for Ivanka Trump for several years.
He didn't know that his own daughter's Twitter handle?
It's different.
He's got a creepy fascination with his own chick.
Yes,
own
this daughter. Is Ivanka magic.
Right. No, he knows only one Twitter handle.
At real Donald Trump.
That's
he's
all
afraid
that
it's only
going to
get worse after Trump actually becomes president.
Of course he will.
Yeah. Does he follow anybody?
I don't know. It's a great question.
Or is he one of those guys that just like follows one person?
I don't know.
A million follow him? Or how many he has?
He is following 42 people.
Yeah.
Ain't us.
Well, Reince Priebus, Trump Organization, Trump Golf, Tiffany Trump, Laura Ingraham, Mike Pence, Team Trump, Drudge Report.
Tiffany's the one they hide all the
Sean
time.
Sean Hannity, Fox Nation, Ann Coulter.
Actually, in Tiffany's defense, she lives with her mom somewhere in Colorado, right?
Is that Marla Maples
kid? Marla Maples kid. Okay. They live in the
Fox
area.
And
no,
Friends.
She's in school, I think.
Oh, she's in school. Got it.
Melania Trump, Geraldo, Vince McMahon. There you go.
Yeah, well, his wife's in the administration.
His wife's,
though.
Yeah.
And then all of his Trump properties.
Well, you'd want to follow all of them.
Yeah. Bill O'Reilly, Greta Van Susteren.
Greta anymore?
No.
Greta's worse than MSNBC now.
Piers Morgan.
She's part of the enemy now.
Joe Scarborough.
Yeah. Piers Morgan.
Gary Player. There's the one I don't get.
Piers Morgan's an apologist. I've read some few things about Piers.
Oh, I can see him and Gary Player.
Gary Player.
Yeah.
Still pissed off at white people back in charge in South Africa.
I thought Gary was pretty kind of, you know.
No, actually, no,
progressive
actually,
dude.
Gary's fine.
Actually, he is progressive. That's right.
Yeah, I thought he was a pretty progressive
dude. My apologies to Gary Player. I don't think he was ever really into
he was
apartheid.
An apartheid
no.
guy?
No, he was pretty hardcore against that. So I do apologize to that probably must be a golf thing. They must know each other.
Obviously. He needs a big-name golfer to show up at one of his courses.
Right. Got Fuzzy Zeller or Gary Player.
Right. I can just tweet Gary.
Oh, he follows Roma Downey Jr.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not Mark Burnett?
Yeah, Mark Burnett's on there, too.
Okay.
Yep.
So did Petey mention that Lindsey Vonn wants to ski against the boys?
No.
Is she that good? I mean, she's excellent.
Oh, she is.
No, she's not.
She's not bearing the boys, right?
No.
She's not fast or anything, right?
She may end up middle of the pack this day.
But she'll get killed.
Which would really piss off the second half of the pack.
Because
a girl beat them.
Yeah, well, a girl with big thunder thighs.
Doesn't matter.
True.
I mean,
that's right. They're just as athletic as she is.
They're
professional skiers, right?
They are professional skiers.
Right.
But she could hang with them. She wouldn't win, but she could hang.
Now, this is a non-story.
It is a non-story.
Because.
She's not going to win.
Here's why. She wants to compete against them. At this one place where she happens to do very, very well.
All right.
She's won there several times.
Won there against women?
Against women.
Okay.
Yes, several times.
It's her home court, basically.
In a sense. Right. She does it very well at this particular place. So she wants to go against the boys. Some of the boys are for it because they think they'll end up in the top half.
And some are,
other boys are against it because they think they'll end up in the bottom
if
half.
If it's obvious she's going to beat you and you're mad, you shouldn't come out mad. You just get beat and suck it up. She's a great athlete.
That's the thing.
Right.
Her request was denied in 2012 when she tried this. But it's kind of a non-story. She only wants to compete against guys one time or one place, once a year.
Women can beat a lot of guys in a lot of different sports. Come on, go play.
They can't.
Go play basketball with a Division I basketball player girl. She will kick your ass.
I don't care if she's playing high school ball.
She might kick. Oh, in high school, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, you don't have to go Division
One. No.
I mean,
that's a good point. The girl, my daughter's starter on her, or it'll be eighth grade team this year, and the girl, her center is 6'1".
Yeah.
And I just saw her again this week. She grows every year, this girl. Her dad's a real tall dude. Excellent athlete. She would just destroy us.
Yeah.
And she's 6'1", and she's 14.
And
yeah, she would destroy me on the court.
Exactly.
She would block your shot the way you usually block Ryder's shot.
Exactly. And I've known her since she's been about 5 foot, and now she's 6'1". And by the way, I'm not.
But even if she were your height or even smaller, she would still beat
you. Oh, no, last year she was my height, and she would have beat me. And now she's 6'1", right, yeah. And she's 14. So if you're mad that somebody's beating you because they're a woman, you're just stupid.
Exactly.
You're just stupid. Even if you're a professional. Lindsey Vonn is an excellent athlete.
Damn good.
Right.
If I recall, I mean, this was years ago, but we played a little co-ed three-on-three.
You and me, and it was you and me and our
Nancy
friend.
Nancy Lieberman.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah. And the other team consisted of two ladies from the University of Nebraska basketball team.
They killed us, man.
Yeah.
Well, I know they killed you and me.
Yeah.
We played them tough.
Nancy could hang with them.
Yeah.
We kind of hung, but they definitely beat our ass.
They were both a little taller than us. I know that.
Yep.
And they were quicker, younger, and better basketball players. I remember the one chick just totally rejected one of my shots. We had a little 3-on-3. It was me and Todd and Nancy Lieberman. Todd and I were younger.
I was there as well.
Yeah, that's right. Todd and I were a lot younger, so we were a little more physical at the time. And all we did was play great defense, push people around, let Nancy shoot. If you know Nancy, she's unbelievable. They called her Lady Magic her whole career, by the way. And I remember getting a jump shot, thought I was open. This chick put it into the rafter somewhere.
You would have been open if you were playing us.
Oh, yeah.
And she kept yelling.
But my favorite part was a real good old friend of ours who moved away years ago was watching the game. Because these 3-on-3 tournaments, everybody can stand around this half court and watch you.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I just turned around and this chick just totally just destroyed me. I heard this one guy, dude I know, go, like that.
What you would have done had the roles been reversed.
Oh, great. And like I said, I didn't care. The girls are better. I was never a basketball freak
anyway.
They're
just better. What are you going to do?
Much better than I was, by far.
Nancy yelling at us.
All the time.
Post her up!
Hustle.
Yeah, it's not that easy.
You bitches.
I'm trying!
Police in Miami say 8 people were shot near a Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration.
That's not cool. That's where Lewis was speaking yesterday in Miami, too. I saw that.
2 people being questioned.
Shooting
and then
people.
4 people shot during an MLK block party in Southeast Houston, expected to survive. No suspects, no motive. You hate to see that.
Leave the guns at home at MLK celebrations. I think that's what MLK would want.
Oh,
yeah.
He was a nonviolent man.
So this weekend is the Women's March on Washington.
I think Dr. Mina's going to that, right? Oh, she's pimping
it. Well, they are also at cities all over the country. So I don't know if she's actually going to that one or she's just attending the one in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
This is going on Saturday. Organizers are anticipating 200,000 people might attend is what they're saying. Maybe. Organizers of the march say they want to greet Trump's presidency by making a statement that women's rights are human rights, and they are defending the most marginalized among us, and that is defending all of us. Anyone is welcome, not just women.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of women that voted for him. Not a lot, but enough that just made a difference.
Yeah.
You always see him standing behind him in those rallies. He still show old rallies of those horrible women screaming and cheering behind him.
Now,
I hate my rights. Yay.
To help out in this march or any of the marches going on around the country is a group that is following what they call the Pussy Hat Project. Have you seen this?
Is that a hat?
Yes.
Because cheese is not a hat, is a hat.
Yes.
Cheese is a hat.
Okay.
Yes, because what they are...
I like to wear it as a hat.
Yeah. This is a colorful, generally pink, handmade hat, as if it were cat's ears.
Got it.
to show solidarity and reclaim the term used by Trump.
And grab her by the
Yes, in his Access Hollywood recording.
Now this is less cool now that it looks like cat ears.
Yeah. Nancy Ritchie, a teacher at Manhattan's Nitty City.
I love that.
I just wanted to say Nitty City. Let me just say that.
Sounds like fun, too.
Told the New York Daily News that there's been a run on pink yarn. It's really been amazing. People are learning how to make hats because of this, according to Nitty City owner Pearl Chin.
No, the name is not Pearl Chin.
Yes, it is.
Use a bunch of words you want to say here. Nitty City, Pearl Chin.
Richie said, there's a whole new wave of young feminists reclaiming that word. This is about women's rights and support and love and respect.
Peter's on the bus here, too. That's what I love about this clip.
Hey, thanks for letting me ride on the bus with you. Hey, you want to have some locker room talk?
I moved on her, actually.
Whoa. That's not a locker room talk. I meant like good play, good pass, like that kind of thing.
I moved on her, and I failed. I'll admit it.
Well, as long as you didn't try to f*** her and she was single.
I did try and f*** her. She was married.
Oh, you're awesome. Hey, you ever thought of being president?
And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping.
Ah, sweet move. Was it Levitt's?
She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture.
Levitt's.
But I couldn't get there, and she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony d*** and everything. She's totally changed her look.
Well, it is 2005. Everything's changing. Which reminds me, I have an idea for this thing called Twitter, where crazy people can bash ladies and minorities at 3 a.m.
She's your girl's hot as in the purple.
Oh, also Uber. I invented it, if you're listening to this in the future.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing her.
That's the cheapest breath mint. I thought you were a billionaire.
You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
What, like grab them by the hand?
Grab them by the...
Oh, my.
That guy's going to be inaugurated.
Remember,
on Friday.
You have to be a star.
On Friday, that's our president.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.